USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A historic winter storm has killed at least 21 people in Texas, Louisiana, Kentucky, and Missouri, including four killed in a house fire in Sugar Land, Texas. Millions of Texans are without power, and killer tornadoes were produced in the southeast on Tuesday. Officials in Texas drew criticism as the state's emergency grid repeatedly failed, forcing rolling blackouts.
The ERCOT, the Energy Reliability Council of Texas, has proven to be anything but reliable. I will be asking for accountability in Austin and possibly an overhaul of the state's electrical capacity and the electrical plan for the state of Texas.
Galveston County Judge Mark Henry on Tuesday. President Biden has promised a majority of elementary schools will be open 5 days a week by the end of his first 100 days in office, restating his goal after his administration came under fire when aides said schools would be considered open if they held in-person learning just 1 day a week. USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Fulton County, Georgia, voted on Tuesday to fire its elections director after a disastrous 2020 presidential election and two Senate runoff contests. The Fulton County Board of Registration and Elections voted 3-2 on Tuesday in favor of firing Richard Barron, who had held the post since 2013. The longest hockey game in history of history is complete. Oddly enough, it was intentional. USA Radio News' Dan Narocki reports.
The world's longest game of hockey has come to an end after more than 252 hours of play. The event, held at an outdoor rink in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, is an annual fundraiser for the Cure Cancer Foundation, supporting life-saving cancer research at the University of Alberta. 40 players took the ice on a 24/7 schedule in frigid temperatures starting on February 4th. Over 252 hours later, Team Hope eked out a win over Team Cure 2,649-2,500. 528, breaking the Guinness World Record for the longest hockey game. However, the most impressive number was the money raised for the Cure Cancer Foundation, $1.84 million. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Narocki.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Calls are going out for the United States to boycott the upcoming Olympic Games. USA Radio News' Dan Narocki has more.
The 2022 Winter Olympic Games are set to begin in 1 year in Beijing, as calls are increasing for the Games to be moved out of China. Florida Representative Mike Waltz has introduced a resolution calling on the United States to boycott the Games if they aren't moved, saying the U.S. cannot in good conscience participate in an event hosted by a brutal dictatorship. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo agrees. He tells Fox News that China's behavior shows they don't deserve to host an Olympic Games.
The Chinese Communist Party is engaged in an effort to eliminate an entire class of people, the Uyghur Muslims. This is genocide. This is what we know from the 1930s. You talked about the Olympics in Berlin in 1936. We ought not afford the Chinese Communist Party this propaganda victory. And I appreciate these athletes want to compete. They want nothing to do with politics. They just want to be out there doing their best on the world stage. And I have great empathy for them. That's why the International Olympic Committee has a responsibility. There's still almost a year. We can have these games someplace else. I'm sure we can find a nation that would love to host it, a nation that would really uphold the Olympic ideals.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Narocki.
The Olympics are scheduled to begin Friday, July 23rd, and end Sunday, August 8th. Most of our time engaging with digital content happens in mobile apps. Google and Facebook continue to dominate the app world. 46% of the top 15 apps are owned by Google, 20% by Facebook. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.